lady game. Take the prize if you want me dance again. Now listen, Maybell, don't play the game. Take the prize if you want me dance again. On every dance of music, we gotta play what they said in the red town we want. Oh, believe me, when the music, we gotta play what they said in the red town we want. Now to see the radio on his dancing pose, that is time the rhythm in my toes. Oh, lost, so lost, and when I start to wheel, is when I feel the rhythm in my heel. Unbelievable when the music begun to play, oh, what I said is the red time we want. Fire, mother, when the music begun to play, oh, what I said is the red time we want. At Matnik, I made them shame. Just imagine how the radio made his name. Believe me, friendly, when I dance, the shimmy sham. Oh, lots of cause trouble in the land. That night is when the music began to play. Oh, what the said in the red town we want. Oh, lots when the music began to play. Oh, what it is in the red town we want. Friend by plane, everybody say they heard about me name. A Spanish girl said to my spouse, I said, darling, is the room I want to play. Unbelievable when the music began to play. Oh, what they said is the red town we want. Oh, lots of when the music began to play. Oh, what it is the red town we want. Now rhythm is a thing we cannot see, but it ought to put life in the body. When you know you got the rhythm in your hips, it's at the time you make you fruity hit. Unbelievable when the music begun to play, oh, what they said is the red time we want. Oh, Lord, when the music begun to play, oh, what it is in the red time we want.
Edition. Fall is upon us, very close to our, we're heading there very soon. And the campus is full of students, and the rest of us are starting to feel the salubrious effects of that autumnal chill starting to encroach upon our languor. And it's causing us to twitch to some constructive effect, or at least I hope it would be. And so that's the rhythm of the day. And this, I hope this rhythm gets you moving and gets you back into the rhythm of things, so to speak. We started with, by the way, I should tell you who I am. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And to proceed, we started with rhythm of the day, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. And Roger Wolf Kahn wrote one of the major rhythm songs of the 20s, and I'll be playing three versions of that, not his, but three good ones, coming up somewhat later in the show. And that was, Rhythm of the Day was from 1925, an early electric. Red Nichols recorded that with Ross Gorman, and I'll have to find that copy. I've got it on a cassette tape somewhere, which, you know how lovely they can be. And then was King Radio. It's the rhythm we want. It's the rhythm we all want. It's the universal pulse of life. It's that. You might even say peristalsis, but you'd better be careful if you do. The rhythm we want. That was from 1939. Then Most Happy Arrow. No slacker in the rhythm department there. William Tell Overture from 1912. Moe's on his ocarina. Amazing player. Now, last Friday, I was not here. I said I was going to go dancing, but I didn't because of various concerns and considerations. But I had a good time, and it was all to the redounds to the credit and to the betterment of this show. I met Rich Connedy, who runs a show that's been on for well over 30 years on WFUV in New York, and we met to see Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. Rich put out this, and it was great meeting him. I got to tell you, I've always wanted to meet him, and now I've met him. Been corresponding with him for about 3 years. So, having gotten rid of that slice of life, Rich put out a CD last year, the Big Broadcast, Volume 1, and this is from that. This is the musical Stevedores and Elmer Snowden Group, recording in 1929. Keeping it with the rhythm theme, Happy Rhythm. Thank you. Joseph Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys with Foot Scuffle from 1933. How I wish somebody would take those records and give them the full treatment, the full remastering treatment that they so obviously deserve, because those are some of the finest recordings from the 1930s. There's enough of them to fit on one CD, and if somebody ever wanted to take upon him or herself the task of restoring those recordings so that they sounded pristine and clean and sharp as they should, I would be overjoyed. It's still a blessing to have that recording, though, in that form, and I'm glad that CD exists, but I would be thrilled if some restorer would take it upon himself or herself to restore those. Now, that's my soapbox. Yes, Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys from 1933, Foot Scuffle. Before that, Roy Johnson's Happy Pals, Savoy Rhythm from 1929, starting with a selection from the Big Broadcast CD, which was compiled by Rich Connedy, whom I met Friday. That was Happy Rhythm. Elmer Snowden there on the banjo, and ostensibly the leader, too, 1929. Now, George Gershwin wrote one of the major songs, rhythm songs of the 20s, one of the top ones, and we're going to play three recordings each of three of these songs. I'm going to start with this one because I think it's the earliest and therefore deserves the first showcase. Not too many acoustic recordings tonight, but this is one of them. But it's worth it. It's a good one. It's amazing. Cliff Edwards was the person who introduced this song in the United States in 1924. Fascinating Rhythm by George and Ira. You know who they are. You see them all the time.
It will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it. Someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping. Find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make a snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
A good song. It's worth playing three times. George and Ira Gershwin did their work that day, definitely, or more than a day, probably. It's not like now you can write a song in 30 minutes when you're waiting for the phone to ring. It's they used a little more craftsmanship in those days, mostly, I'd say. And that was Fascinating Rhythm. That was the Savoy Orpheans under the direction of DeBroy Summers, and I think that was from 1926. I think there was a slight discrepancy in the liner notes, but that sounds like a 1926 recording to me. I won't arm wrestle you for it, but I'm fairly sure it is. Before that, Fred and Adela Stare, Fascinating Rhythm, 1926, Lutric. I think that might have been when they were in Britain, although I'm not sure. Again, there are a lot of questions unanswered in today's program, starting with Cliff Edwards, and I know all about Cliff Edwards. Fascinating Rhythm, 1924, an old, perfect label originally. Good sounding recording for all that, and he comes through. He was the hottest thing out there as a vocalist or anything. It's amazing that he was best known for becoming the voice of Jiminy Cricket. That's not Jiminy Cricket-like behavior, that is, unless he's rubbing his hind legs together. And now on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at the Hive of Activity, also known as Hamilton College, and WHCL.org, where we have a few streamers. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, continuing now with Fletcher Henderson, one of the classics. 1936, Grand Terrace Rhythm. What could be more plain than that? Here he is. We'll be right back. Powerhouse. You've heard that before. If you've ever watched cartoons or of a certain vintage, Warner Brothers used that frequently. No, he's not Squat. He's quite good. Raymond Scott Quintet. Say that seven times fast, and please don't. And Powerhouse from 1937. Before that, we had Fletcher Henderson. Two Fletcher Henderson recordings. Oh, I love that. Hocus Pocus, 1934. I wish my wife was here, because sometimes I just instantaneously and extemporaneously, actually, break out into dance or want to start taking a cruise around the studio without bumping into too many things. And boy, I was, dancing by yourself is analogous to another thing we can't talk about on the radio, but I was moved to, tap my foot vigorously to that lovely piece. Amazing. Fletcher Henderson from 1934. Before that, Fletcher Henderson also, Grand Terrace Rhythm from 1936. Now we're going to take it way down. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra transcription, world transcription from 1935, Rhythm of the Rain. And it sounds a lot like Blue Moon, but it isn't. It's a different tune entirely, but little rhythm in there. we will elaborate further upon the topic of rhythm, and once we do, I'm sure you'll be fully fully tired of it. But here's Rhythm of the Rain, 1935.
frolicky, frolicky tempo of the dancing beat of my heart. It all began the day you smiled at me in such a charming way. Need I further say that because of you, the world is filled with music, rumbling trains and roaring planes and noise contains the clickety clackety drumming from the humming beat of my heart. While the powers that bless, the powers of thunder, showers that pitter and patter, are sounding through the pounding beat of my heart. And since you're mine, my love song needs another line with words divine that your name will rhyme with while I sing in time with every thumping, bumping beat of my heart.
Reading, writing, and rhythm. I don't think that's even offered as a minor at this school, which I think is a shame, but I'm doing my best to fill that void for a non-credit course every Friday night here on WHCL 88.7 FM at Hamilton College and WHCL.org, and I'll have to give that time. I have to give that station ID a little bit later when it's legal. Yes, that was Clyde McCoy from 1931. Before that, we had Ben Pollack with Doris Roberts on the vocal, The Beat of My Heart, 1934. And yeah, it's pretty much, you know, if you ain't got rhythm, that means you're not living. That's it. I mean, if you can't feel that, then if you've got no pulse, then I guess this program's kind of wasted on you. Starting with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Rhythm of the Rain, 1935. And continuing on in our rhythmic vein, here are two modern bands. Because speaking of being alive, this music is alive. It's not, you know, it's not a relic in a museum. This is music that continues to be played and played amazingly well by bands reviving it. And I'm not just talking Dixieland. I'm talking about the dance band styles of the 20s and 30s. And it's jazz, but it's arranged too. And there are two bands I'm about to play for you. One, I've had the pleasure of having all their CDs, and I communicate with them frequently. The West End Jazz Band with Dardanella. And after we hear that, we're going to hear the guy I heard Friday night, last Friday. And you can see why I took the sabbatical, because it was worth getting these records. It was worth hearing them live. But first, we're going to start with an amazing and wonderful West End Jazz Band taking a huge arrangement for a lot of musicians and scaling it way down. They're getting What a Sound. The West End Jazz Band of Chicago with Dardanella from last year.
Thank you.